For now, we have Winona State men's head coach Todd Eisner joining the program. Winona State fresh off of an NSIC semifinal loss, but they earned the number 3 seed in the Central Region in the NCAA tournament. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Why don't you take us through what the last week kind of looked like from you and your squad just playing the waiting game?
Always interesting. You know, we did it last year also, and unfortunately got bad news last year on Sunday. But, you know, we were pretty confident through some sources that were helping us stay informed of what was going on that we were going to get our name called. And so, you know, it was a little less anxious this year than it was last year, obviously. And, mm-hmm. and so yesterday was a fun day. We got back to work on Thursday knowing that, you know, this was going to happen. And now it's real as the brackets came out last night, and have to get ready for Southwest Minnesota again.
Yeah, that'll be the third time. And I do want to get to that interesting matchup, fourth time, actually. But before that, you know, what was it that you focused on before you got your opponent? What was it that you want to hone in with your squad on the court before the NCAA tournament does roll around?
You know, with our details right now need to be better on the offensive end of the floor. You know, we're a little sloppy in terms of just, you know, putting ourselves in positions to get as easy a opportunity to score as possible. And so we worked on that a little bit. I thought the ball was getting a little sticky again as we got over to Sioux Falls, especially in the second half against Moorhead. And so we're just doing some things to try to get the ball whipping around the perimeter a little bit early in a possession and try to shift the defense and a wrinkle or two that hopefully will help us do that, and really just trying to, you know, keep our guys sharp, but get them off their feet a little bit. So we didn't go real long. Gave them Tuesday and Wednesday off when we got back from Sioux Falls, and then went Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Gave them yesterday off. Watched the bracket last night, and now we'll have 4 days to get ready for Southwest.
Injuries, health has been an issue for your side all year. How do you think having this kind of half a week-ish off, have you gotten any healthier over the last 7 days?
I mean, I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good mentally and physically, but now we've got to get sharp again. And mm-hmm. you know, nothing's changed with JR. I mean, he's got to, you know, kind of milk this knee issue until we get done with the season. And some days are good and some days are bad. He did not do anything live when we practiced on Saturday. So, I mean, nothing's really changed. It's not any better. It's not any worse. And some days he feels pretty good, and other days he doesn't. So we just got to try to figure out a way to get through Saturday right now, and then we'll deal with what comes next.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. Coach, this is your first trip in this program, I should say, to the NCAA tournament. You know, have you spoken to anyone getting advice for this situation, or what's your strategy from your head coaching standpoint on the message you're broadcasting the team, the way that you guys are going to go out and play the game about 5 days from today?
You know, I think that's the great thing about the NSIC tournament is once you make the quarterfinals, the region tournament, you know, really masks, you know, what we just experienced over in Sioux Falls. So a little bit different in that the setup that we just had in Sioux Falls is we played on Saturday and had a day off. This would be a Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday format. But, you know, there's finality to it now. I mean, there could have been finality to it while we were in Sioux Falls, and thankfully won that first game, which we felt like was going to give us a really solid chance to make the regionals, and thankfully that did. But I think you approach it the same way. I mean, there's finality to it. If you don't play well the time that you get an opportunity to play in the tournament, you're going to be done. So we've got to figure out a way to play as well as possible and try to force Southwest to be uncomfortable. And, you know, we did that over in Sioux Falls, but I just watched the film again this morning, and they played really poorly for them, and they're very good. And I know they're going to have a little revenge on their mind and want to get back to playing the way they're used to playing. I mean, they're the co-champs of the league, and so we're going to have our hands full on Saturday. But no real advice or change. I mean, I've mm-hmm. thankfully been fortunate to be part of national tournaments and have to play 5 games in 6 days. So you got a lot of cramming to do, and you try to cram as much as you can for that first game, and then after that it's, you know, 24 hours of prepping for the next one if you get the opportunity to do that.
You're playing Southwest for what will be the fourth time this season. What are the advantages and of course, disadvantages of doing that?
Well, the good of it is, you know, we just played them, you know, a couple weeks before that on the road in the regular season. So you know, our prep is a little easier. If we would have gotten, you know, a Harding or a Fort Hays State, we'd have been swamped already last night and all day today trying to get ready for an opponent we're not familiar with. So there's a familiarity to it, but that can also make things harder. You know, they're going to know everything we do, and they're a little more random with the way they play, so it's not quite as hard or quite as easy to scout them. But, you know, they're really sound in what they do. They're really tough. They really defend. If I heard the broadcasters correct at the NSIC tournament when we shot, I think, 54 or 55% against them that Saturday, that's the highest field goal percentage they gave up all year. So, you know, they're usually grinding things out and making things really hard for you when you have the ball, and I expect them to get back to that. Their pressure bothered us the second half when they extended some things and started to double the ball, and so we'll certainly try to get prepared in a little better manner for that, as hopefully we're in a position where we're up again and they got to do some of the same things.
Mm-hmm. What's the schedule looking like for you? You mentioned the practice schedule a little bit, but you do have to go to Topeka, I believe it is. That's where the regional tournament will be played. So describe what it's going to look like over the next 5 days for you and your side from a logistical standpoint.
Yeah, we're just starting to get that information in, and it's a little crazy. It's getting crazier by the minute. So we just got our hotel information, and I guess there's the state high school state wrestling meet in Topeka this weekend, and there are no hotel rooms. And so we are actually staying in suburban Kansas City, about 50 miles from Topeka. And it's certainly not ideal, because that basically is going to eliminate our shoot-around time on Saturday, because they give everybody 30 minutes to be on the court the day of your game early, and we knew, being the noon game, that ours would be at early, and it is. It's at 7:30, but I'm not leaving at 6 in the morning to go shoot for 30 minutes to not have any place to go after that. So there's a couple of logistical hang-ups that, you know, we don't have any control over, but we're going to be staying in suburban Kansas City as opposed to Topeka and having to commute for however long we're fortunate to be in Topeka to play.
Is that just you guys that are dealing with this, or is it going to be everyone at that tournament, obviously outside of the host Washburn, that has to deal with that drive time and has to deal with those logistical issues?
Yeah, I quickly looked. I think there's one or two teams that are staying in Manhattan, which I don't know how far that is from Topeka, and then the rest of them are in on the west side and southwest side of Kansas City. So I think everybody's going to end up dealing with it in some manner. Again, I don't know how far Manhattan is from Topeka, but I think it's us and Minot and Moorhead for sure are over in the western Kansas City suburbs, and we'll have a little bit of a commute to get to Topeka.
I'll leave you with this, Coach. The NCAA tournament starting on Saturday for the Winona State men. You're taking on Southwest Minnesota State, as we've talked about. If you had one message to your team before this game starts, what would you like that message to be?
You know, we're going to have to go out, and I think we're going to have to really take a punch early. You know, if I'm Southwest, like I said, I think they're going to be pretty angry with the way they played and disappointed with the way they played the last time we saw them. And I think there's a lot of pride in that program, and they certainly have a toughness level and a defensive mindset that typically makes the game really hard for their opponents. So I think our guys need to be ready for that. The other piece is, you know, can we be mentally tough enough to be up and at them early on Saturday and be alive and awake and ready to go for a noon game, which is definitely different for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so, I mean, I just think it's a great opportunity. We got to take advantage of the opportunity. But we also know we're going to have to be at our best to be able to survive in advance. And so it's whatever it takes on Saturday to figure out a way to play on Sunday.
Love to hear it, Coach. That's head coach for the Winona State men, Todd Eisner. Coach, always appreciate the time. Good luck at practice this week. Good luck over the weekend. We'll be watching from here.
I appreciate it, Jake. Thanks.